Do you love your Mac? I mean, I've got it easy. I'm an IT guy at quite a large company. That means that when my MacBook gets stolen, I'll get a new one. Agreed, no one will be quite happy when that happens, but I'll be okay. But think about it. What if I personally saved up for that MacBook? What if it was my own and someone ran away with it? Oh my. Welcome to the 35th episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Undercover. Be sure to keep listening because we'll be handing out 2 licenses for this application. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast again, meaning that everything I talk about can be clicked in the iTunes artwork link and you can, of course, see it on your iPod screen as well. This episode of Neat Little Mac Apps is brought to you with support of Orbicule, the creators of Theft Sensor, and the very app I'm about to review here, Undercover. Go check out some of their real-life cover stories on their site and see for yourself how you could avoid losing your precious Mac hardware forever, and you can check it out at orbicule.com. Now, you'll see Undercover doesn't only work, it even works in a very cool way. Now, as always, don't worry about me losing objectivity. Consider this sponsorship more like a zoo adoption program. Yes, the little rainforest mammal gets fed with your money, but that doesn't mean you can take it home with you and let it live in your garden. Okay, Undercover, what is it? Well, when you install it, it buries itself into your system, only to awake on command when your Mac has been stolen. It then releases a slew of anti-theft prevention systems that I'll be discussing in just a minute. The current version is 1.5 universal binary, and as mentioned in the sponsorship message, is created by Orbicule, and you can find out more about them at www.orbicule.com. This episode will be a double episode because I'll be adding an extra audio file, so keep an eye out on the feed. It should arrive a couple of days later after this episode, and it will contain an interview with the developer of this wonderful application, and he's called Peter Scholz, and he's a fellow countryman. So check out your feed, it will be arriving within a few days. Now, why would I use Undercover? Well, I'm going to be very honest here. I wasn't going to use it. I wasn't even going to review it because, as a matter of fact, there is a way to go around this anti-theft program. But that would mean that you would practically have to rip out the hard drive out of your laptop before you could really say, okay, this is a safe laptop. There are other little ways around it, but if you install the thing and you do some extra corrections on the way you use your system, then that there is practically no way you can get rid of it. But nevertheless, that was reason enough for me to say, okay, no, I'm not going to review this. It should be waterproof. And then I started thinking, like, okay, does it really need to go that far? I mean, there is no way you can keep any laptop safe then. And then I started thinking a little bit more, and then I started realizing that this application could really save your laptop in the most kinds of thefts that there are out there, and that's just the general theft, the theft that happens at the moment, the thief that goes into your house and snatches just all the equipment, or the pickpocket guy, or how would you call it, that runs by and snatches your laptop, or just some guy who just wants your laptop and tries to get rid of it afterwards as soon as possible just to get some cash. And I think that's the bigger part of thefts out there. And if you listen to the interview later on, you will hear us talk about this whole thing, and Peter will release some statistics on the kinds of theft and the specific cases that he had with his program. And you'll notice that, okay, this application really is worth its money, and it will enormously increase the percentage of chance that I have to get my laptop back. And for this small amount of money, I thought, okay, this application is worth its money and is worth its review. So here it goes, I hope you will see why I do review the application, and I hope you will see the importance of getting an app like this, because it will really help you out. Okay, now when you get the application, you just install it like you would any other application, and you will get a mail, and in that mail there will be a specific Undercover ID that's unique for the Mac you are installing Undercover on. Now, that ID is very important, so keep it somewhere safe. I have put it in my wallet database, you know, that 448-bit encrypted database, which I export to my .Mac account, also encrypted. So I could, if my laptop was ever stolen, I could retrieve that database on my other Mac and check my ID that way. Or you could simply mail it to your Gmail account or keep it on a flash drive, for example, so you always have that specific undercover ID with you. Now, what happens actually after you have installed the application? You just don't see a thing anymore. It's in your system and it's gone. You can't actually see a thing running. So me ranting about the way the application looks here is a bit strange, and you won't hear me talk about that because there isn't anything to see. Now, how does the whole process work? Let's try, let's say, a dummy case. Okay, for instance, your Mac gets stolen. The first thing you do is head over to the Orbicule website, contact the guys at Orbicule and send them your undercover ID. The next thing that will happen is the very first time that that stolen laptop ever gets connected with the internet, it will see in the database of Orbicule that it has been marked as stolen, because the application will check every 6 minutes when it's online with the database. Okay, am I stolen? No. Okay. Am I stolen? No. Okay. Am I stolen? Yes. Aha. And then a whole slew of anti-theft programs will start working. There are, however, before I continue, two or maybe three things you will have to do, and they tell you that also in the mail you get with your undercover ID. See, some of you will already start thinking, okay, and what if I haven't set up my Mac to go online? What if I have locked my user account so the thief can't go in with that specific user account? How does all that work? Well, the way I have worked is that I just leave my user account open. It will automatically log in to my user account, and that's not that bad because I'm the only one using it. If someone else is using it, that means that it has been stolen. So that's one thing you could go about it, or you could create a extra user that is open, a dummy user, and perhaps that will be used as well. So that actually simplifies the process of a thief getting in your MacBook and getting it online and noticed, of course. A second thing you have to do is make sure you activate your firmware password, and that will disallow any booting up of your system from an external device, call it an installation CD, an external hard drive, stuff like that, unless you know the firmware password. So that's an extra thing you will need to do. So create an account where you can easily get into the system and activate that firmware password, because if you could boot from a CD just like that on your Macintosh, then you could of course erase the whole drive and put a new system on it. So two main things you really need to do, and then your Mac is totally safe. Okay, now let's continue with the case study. So the Mac has been stolen, I had given my ID, and the thief or the person who bought that stolen MacBook goes online. Okay, the very next phase that will start now is that Orbicule will start collecting tons of information of that stolen MacBook. For instance, the camera will start taking pictures. The system will start taking screenshots of the desktop, and it will start sending all kinds of IP data, what your IP address is and stuff like that. And that way, it will all bundle up to a whole huge amount of extra data that the people of Orbicule will take and go to the police with. So they will contact law enforcement. They will say, okay, we know that this MacBook has been stolen. Is there a case open already for that MacBook? Normally there is. You will have told the police about the theft. And then they will say, okay, we know that that MacBook has been used on this IP address, and the ISP of that address is such and such. We also know, for example, that the thief is... by use of the screenshots, they often see personal information that the thief is doing. For instance, if I would have stolen that MacBook and I was dumb enough to go online with it and go to my favorite website and log in with my login data, then that's an extra amount of data that the police will have. Okay, so he's that user on that site. And then they could, for instance, find out what the email is. You see, or I could, that's an actual fact that has happened. I could fill in my my address data in address book, and just at that moment the desktop would have taken or the system would have taken a screenshot of that. So that's extra info. So you see, all those little bits and pieces of info will be turned over to the police, and so they can go and ask for a warrant to go to the ISP and ask, okay, that IP number at that date, who is that? Which client of yours is that? And that way they also know where the thief or the user of the stolen laptop is situated. Now, suppose that even law enforcement doesn't take enough steps then to recover that Macintosh. And again, all that contacting with law enforcement, that's all done by the people at Orbicule. Now, suppose for one reason or another, it takes a very long time for the police to wrap up that whole case. Then there is a plan B, and this really starts to become cool. What Undercover will do then is simulate a screen failure, and it will slowly make the Mac screen unusable. Now, at that point, you can do a couple of things, of course, if you are using that laptop. For instance, if I have bought the laptop of a friend of mine and not knowing that it has been stolen, and that friend of mine, which wouldn't be a friend of me then afterwards, would have stolen that MacBook. So he sells it to me, and in good trust, I start using that that Macintosh. And I notice that the screen goes dim all the time, and it keeps going dim. Then I will probably say, okay, this is not good. I will take this to a repair shop, for instance, to a Mac Center. Now, what the people at Orbicule will notice then is like, hey, that IP address has been the same for quite some time, and now it suddenly changed. And they see, for example, from the actions on the desktop, the screenshots and the pictures, that it's in a repair shop. At that point, the people of Orbicule can activate this huge on-screen message telling you, in big letters saying, this Mac has been stolen, identifying information about you and your location has already been collected. This Mac will become unusable in the next 5 days. Please contact info@orbicule.com for instructions on how to return this computer. You will receive a reward if this computer is returned. So if it's in a Mac repair shop, of course, the people at that shop will do the necessary to contact Orbicule. If, for instance, it's me seeing that message and I didn't know that this laptop has been stolen, I can do a couple of things. I could, of course, contact Orbicule myself, because I don't want to be using a stolen laptop, and because the message is quite threatening, telling me that, okay, we already got a lot of your data. So that would kind of, well, convince me to actually give back that laptop. And that's plan B that I can use to actually recover that laptop. An extra feature that will be happening is that the laptop will start shouting at the highest level, and that's a built-in text-to-speech option also, and that will of course make it quite clear that the laptop has been stolen. So you see, it really is a very, very secure way to make sure that your laptop, if it's stolen, gets back to you. Now, there are a lot of people telling also, okay, this is software for schizophrenic people. I mean, first your laptop has to be stolen, and then you would have to also have that software on it, because when it would be stolen, you could get it back. Well, actually, yes. I mean, how much is a MacBook Pro? It's a lot of money, and I can see students getting a MacBook at their dorms and stuff like that. That's a way of life. They invested quite some money in and around that device. And if you go and check out the prices, they even have a family packs and stuff of Undercover, you'll see that actually it's a very, very small amount to pay. It's $39 for a single user license. I mean, that's not that much, and your Mac, the chances of getting your Mac back are really quite high. Now, before I start getting a slew of mails going like, oh, and I wouldn't be using this, or I would be using this, of course, check out the interview. Listen to the developer. He goes by the process a bit from their side, from the back end of the whole thing. He has some really interesting statistics also. On the site, there are some case studies, real life case studies. Check it out and decide for yourself what your MacBook would be worth to you and how you would feel afterwards in case it is stolen. And I know people. I work at a company with 50 to 60 people using an iBook. I know how much of those iBooks get stolen each year. It's not that much, but I can say that it's about one to two laptops at least a year get stolen. And I can imagine at dorms and stuff like that, that will be a much bigger rate. Anyway, there is a developer tip I have for this application. One thing is that I was lacking a bit of feedback. I like to have the feeling that the application actually is there and actually will do what it has been told. And now I don't have that. I install the application, I get a little slideshow telling a bit more about the application, and then boom, it's gone. And okay, that's the idea behind it. But it would be cool if you would have some very, when you activate it for the very, very first time, if you would have some sort of first time dummy stolen trial thingy. I mean, let's say, I'll compare it with Skype. When you have Skype and you want to do an interview, or God knows what, you would just want to check out if that Skype actually is working all right, you have that little 123 dummy Skype person in your Skype account, and you can go and call that, and it's like an answering machine. There will be a voice talking to you saying, okay, after the beep, tell us something. And then after you have told us something, you can listen to yourself, and if you hear yourself, everything is A-okay and your Skype account works like a charm. There should be something like that for this application. For instance, after I would have installed this application for the very first time, it will go through a dummy scenario. It would contact Orbicule. Orbicule would see, okay, this idea is contacting us for the very first time. It has been installed. Okay, let's play some warning screens to him. Let's show him actually that we have taken screenshots of him. Let's show him that we have taken a screenshot of the desktop. Of course, all of that happening after I have hit some sort of agreed button. That information can be sent to Orbicule for the very first time only once, and that package of information should be sent to me the very first time I launch this application. That way, I really know, okay, the application is working. Look, I've got the information from Orbicle that it has sent from my laptop. I know it's working. I'm good to go. That's a feature I think the developer really should put in it. They do this now. For instance, they offered it to me to do a sort of test, a sort of dummy of this application working. But they do that only to specific people for press purposes and stuff like that. And I think that the end user should have that very first dummy trial. And they can, in my opinion, very easily make that an automatic something that they don't even have to look back at from their end. Okay, that's the review of this application. Now, how can you get your hands on one of two licenses for this application? Well, simply mail me a story of a laptop or a Mac stolen in your vicinity. Whether it's your laptop that ever was stolen, whether it's a friend's device that ever was stolen. Just mail me the story about that laptop getting stolen or that Mac getting stolen, and the very first two people who mail in a credible story, of course, to Neat Little Mac Apps. So contest@neatlittlemacapps.com. The very first two people that sent me that story will get a license for Undercover. That's it for this episode. I do have some small announcements to make. I'll probably be switching the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast to a 2 weeks schedule. No, I'm not pod fading it. I'm just taking it a bit more relaxed now. I'm taking it a bit more easy because I'm going to start building my new home, a new house for me and my family, and I guess that will take up quite a lot of my free time after the working hours, so that I won't have that much time to prepare and to record all these Neat Little Mac Apps podcasts. I do still love doing it. I want to keep doing it, but I'm going to switch it to a 2 weeks podcast. If I don't get too much hate mail now, I will do that. Unless, of course, I will get flooded with listeners' mail that tell me, no, please keep doing it at a weekly basis. But I think you will all understand why I do this. This episode of Neat Little Mac Apps is over. I hope you liked it. As always, you are free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website. You can leave your comments there. You will find the show notes there as well. If you have an application that you think is truly special, you can mail me that application at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. Perhaps I'll review it during the show. Of course, if you are interested in supporting the show, in adopting an episode, you can always contact me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com, and perhaps we can work something out. The music, as always, is provided by the British band Dark Horse. The track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. Mustn't forget to thank the sponsor Orbicule at orbicule.com. Go check it out there. Go check out Undercover, because they have some really cool real life cases there, so you can read up upon laptops that have been stolen and returned. It's really interesting. Orbicule.com. Okay, that's it for this episode. Keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.